FM, AM and online at bbc.co.uk/3counties. BBC Three Counties Radio.
Yes, good morning if you've just tuned in. It's the JVS Show. I'm Jonathan Vernon-Smith and it is my last show before Christmas. And joining me is Andy Park, who is otherwise known as Mr. Christmas. Now, regular listeners of mine will know that I speak to Andy every year around this time and I'm always amazed because he's still living the same life. You, Andy, celebrate Christmas every single day of the year. You love it so much. You love the routine. You love everything about Christmas. You do the whole shebang, don't you, every single day?
I do, Jonathan, and I wouldn't change it for nothing.
You give yourself presents. You have a Christmas tree. You have lights up. You cook yourself a turkey. You watch the Queen's speech that you've got taped from the year before every single day at 3 o'clock.
I do.
But does it not get boring? Because, I mean, for many people, just doing it once a year is a bit boring, but every single day of the year, that's really boring, isn't it?
Isn't going to work boring for a lot of people? Doing nothing every day, that's boring for a lot of people. Have Christmas every day, that's what I say. It's not boring. Trust me, Jonathan, it is not boring. I love Christmas. It's cost me a lot of money, but I still love Christmas.
What is it that you like about it, though? Is there some kind of sense of warmth that you feel from Christmas? Was it a particularly happy time when you were growing up, and that's why you want to revisit it every single day?
I always liked Christmas as a child, but I love Christmas a lot better now because I got the money to really enjoy it the way I would like to have enjoyed it when I was a kid. Mum and Dad, they didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid, but I've made up for it now. And, you know, buying presents for myself every day is a bit crazy in a lot of people's eyes, but in my eyes, it's all part of Christmas.
What do you do on the actual Christmas day?
I say to myself, it's really nice to see people celebrating Christmas with me for a change, instead of just me on my own.
So you have people round to your place?
Yeah, I'll either get people round, or I'll go with my sisters for dinner, or go and see my daughter. Rather than spend Christmas on my own, I do like to be, amongst other people, of course. And, I see people celebrating Christmas with me for one day, but Boxing Day comes, it's all back to normal.
I have always cooked the Christmas meal for the last few years, and I find cooking a Christmas lunch actually quite stressful. I don't find it particularly... I like cooking, but I don't find cooking the Christmas lunch very relaxing at all, because timings are everything, and you've got a great big, a turkey. Surely you don't do all of it every day.
I do, yeah. I'm so used to it. I've been doing it now for nearly 20 years. I've eaten nearly 8,000 turkeys, and...
You've eaten 8,000 turkeys?
Yeah, it must be getting on for that now, and 758,000 sprouts. And all the spuds and all the sherry and the champagne too. it's not funny. I'm serious about this. And not only that...
It's like a turkey farm you've eaten single-handedly.
Well, I got a great deal going with the butcher down the town. He lets me have turkeys knocked down, of course, which is great.
But surely one turkey would last you for like 2 weeks or something, wouldn't it?
Well, no, not really. I've got a Weimaraner. Her name is Skye. She's gorgeous. She likes her turkey bits and pieces as well. She helps me get stuck in. But, of course, after the turkey has been cut up, you can make turkey soup, turkey curry, turkey sandwiches, and you chuck the rest away. Next day, you've got a fresh turkey.
There will be some people who are obviously thinking you're barking mad.
Well, I can't understand why.
There will also be some people thinking, well, Christmas is, it's always overhyped. There's always so much pressure on everyone to relax and enjoy themselves and have fun. The thought of doing this every single year is absolutely bonkers. If you have a view, if you want to join the conversation, call now 08459 455 555. Let me bring one of those very people in who I sense will not be very keen on the idea of celebrating Christmas. Never mind every day, but even once a year. Beth Burgess is a life and recovery coach who hates Christmas. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Jonathan, and Merry Christmas, all bar humbug, depending.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too. What do you think of what Andy does? I mean, he loves Christmas so much, he celebrates it every single day of the year.
I find that, I mean, he's obviously Bernard Matthews' best mate, isn't he? But I just find it, he's sort of celebrating all the wrong things about Christmas. Because to me, it's become this thing about indulgence and gluttony, and that's not really what Christmas should be about. I mean, no wonder he has to do it every year, because it's a very short-term form of happiness doing that, isn't it?
Well, you say gluttony and all that kind of stuff is not what it's all about. Surely that's what, for most people, it is all about, isn't it? I mean, you give one another presents, which is nice. You eat too much until you have to undo your trousers in the afternoon because they're too tight. You drink a bit too much, so you get a bit giddy. And drinking at lunchtime always makes you feel a little bit giddy, so you then have to sleep it off in the afternoon. That's what it's all about, isn't it? And then you sit and eat a box of Quality Street.
I think that's the worst part of it, isn't it? I mean, what we should be focusing on is the sort of goodwill, the gratitude, the giving, the sharing. It's all about getting more stuff that you can be grateful for, you know? It's about focusing on what you do have. I find the trappings the worst part of it, really. And it's also commercialised. I mean, I'm down in London at the moment, and, I mean, the Christmas lights, they're sponsored by a certain yeast extract company. I mean, that sort of tells you everything, doesn't it?
So do you you don't like Christmas at all?
No, I do something completely different. I don't celebrate Christmas in that way, in the normal way.
Right, but does that mean you're a bit of a Scrooge?
No, not at all. In fact, what I do, I volunteer at a homeless centre over Christmas, so I'm making life a bit better for people who, you know, don't have as much stuff. And again, it's not actually... The things that people appreciate most there is not about the fact that they get a dinner and stuff. It's actually that people care about them enough to want to give their time up.
Isn't that true, Andy, that if you really loved Christmas, then what you would be doing is you would be doing what Christmas is supposed to be about, showing goodwill to your fellow man. You'd be out there doing charity work and things like that rather than sitting there stuffing your face with a turkey.
Little do a lot of people know, Jonathan, that I do a lot for charity, and a lot of the records I make, all the money does go to charity anyway. And any time that people, well, a lot of charities do come to me, and I will never push them aside. I always lend a hand, and I'll do what I can for them.
But you, every day, what you do is the gluttonous side of Christmas. You sit and you eat yourself and drink yourself full.
Yeah, it's the fun side of Christmas I like, but I haven't forgot, you know, it's the day the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and I haven't forgot the people that haven't got so much money so they can't celebrate Christmas, you know, like I do, in a big way. But, you know, I do my very, very best for them.
Would you like me to play a little bit of your latest Christmas song?
I mean, I'd love to. I'd love to hear.
Did you just laugh then, Beth?
It was more of a sigh.
Really, you don't want to, Beth. You don't want to hear it.
No, I mean, you know, if it makes you happy. But to be honest, Dave, yes, I have a little problem with you because you actually played my worst ever Christmas song, Driving Home for Christmas, earlier. I had to turn you down a bit because it was that sort of stodgy, overblown, sickly thing. It's the worst of Christmas for me, that song. Well, I'm sure this will be lovely.
It's interesting you say that because listen to a little bit of this.
Okay.
How does that make you feel, Beth?
It's okay, you know. At least it's upbeat.
How do you feel when you hear this, Andy?
I feel great because I know Christmas is really in.
Oh no, but surely it's the same old thing every year. What about this? Look. I heard an oh no there from you, Beth. What's wrong with Cliff and Mistletoe and Wine?
Shaking Stevens is better.
On the fire, gifts round the tree. It's time to rejoice in the good that we see. It's the same old thing every year, isn't it? I mean, listen to this. I don't actually know what this is.
It's awful, though, isn't it?
What is it? The cheeky guy. Oh, no one listens to that. That doesn't make any sense. What about this?
No.
Is you. But you know what? It's the same old thing every year, isn't it? Same old Christmas songs every single year.
What I'm thinking, I mean, around Mr. Christmas's house, it must be like a constant carousel of Cliff Richard and Brussels Sprouts. I can't think of anything worse.
All those songs, do they genuinely make you feel happy, Andy?
Yes, they do. You know, you can come to my house any day of the year, and that's the songs you'll hear. And there's lots of other Christmas songs as well that you sort of don't go into, like Bing Crosby and, you know, a lot of reggae Christmas songs too. And, you know, my house is full of happiness.
Shall we hear a little bit of Andy's Christmas song, Beth?
Oh, go on then. If it makes you happy, go on then.
Introduce it,
Beth,
then, Andy.
I love you.
How does it go, Andy? What's it called?
My Christmas song this year is called I Think of You and Christmas Every Day. Sing along, come on.
It's getting to that time of year when the night's closing and winter's here. Frost and snow will glitter on the ground. There might be summer in the air. It could be spring, but I don't care. I just imagine Christmas every day. When I see all the ills and troubles of this world we live in, I begin to hope of better things to come. But then I think not all is bad, the happy days and times we had. I just imagine Christmas every day.
That's lovely. Andy, are you happy with that work of art?
I am, yeah, I'm pretty happy. I bring out a song every year, and you'll see it all on my website. But, what do you think of it, Jonathan? Honestly.
I think it's very nice.
Good, cool,
I think it's very... Did you like it, Beth?
Well, at least I haven't heard it before. It's something new, isn't it? At least it's not the same songs we've heard every year.
But would you buy it, Beth?
What do you think? She doesn't like Christmas, of course she's not going to buy your record.
I'll tell you what, Beth, I'll send you a free copy. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
And a nice Christmas card.
Giving them away. Oh. I have to be honest, Andy, most of the texts that I'm getting in, they're just, well, in a way, saying that you must be insane.
Well, no, I'm not insane, just a bit crazy, I guess, but I'm happy and I have a great time. And the bits you don't really know about me, I actually have celebrities to Christmas dinner all through the year. And that makes it really interesting.
Who came yesterday?
Nobody came yesterday. But,
what about the day before?
Friends of mine come the day before, but they're not celebrities.
And the day before that?
No, I didn't have a celebrity the day before that either.
What about the day before that?
No, I didn't have one then either.
Or the one before that?
You're trying me out now, Jonathan. You're playing me about. Come on. No, but I do honestly get celebrities there. I've had people like DJ Mike Reed, Keith Chegwin, Gloria Hannaford, and many more. You've probably never heard of these. You're too young, aren't you, Beth?
I don't think I'd ever have Keith
Chegwin
round,
whether
it's Christmas or not.
He's all right. He was a good laugh. And not only that, it's good to celebrate Christmas with people like that because they really lift the spirit. And it's part of the reason why I'm happy every day.
You have been good. Both of you have been good sports and very good fun. And I really do. I wish you both a happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Jonathan. Yeah, you've been really great as well. And let me take this opportunity to wish everybody listening a very happy Christmas and a great new year. And don't forget, if you want to visit my website, www.mrchristmas.co.uk, leave your address on there and I promise you I will get you a Christmas card, first class post today.
John in Luton texting to say, Christmas is enjoyable, but get a life, mate.
Well, you're going to get that sort of thing. There are people that love it and there are people that hate it.
Both of you, Merry Christmas.